Hey, you're listening to a brand new podcast episode
by the Herschel Saldara Show of Truth Be Told, where we ask questions from the everyday incidents happening around us. In this episode, we'll be discovering the hissing sound from the tracks before the train arrives. I was waiting in the line for the metro from Dasarahalli when the announcement was made 2 minutes before the arrival of the metro. As I was standing, I began to hear the hissing sound from the tracks. I became curious about how this sound is coming when the metro is almost 1 kilometer away from the station. And from my observation, it takes Bangalore Metro an average of 2 minutes to travel from one station to the next. Now, let's go behind this hissing sound from the tracks. Sound travels to the medium in the form of waves. The speed at which these waves travel depends on the medium they are traveling through. In general, sound travels faster in denser mediums because the particles in denser materials are closer together, allowing sound waves to propagate more quickly. In air at room temperature, sound travels at approximately 343 meters per second, that is about 1235 kilometers per hour. When sound travels through different materials, its speed varies. For example, in iron or steel, which are much denser than air, sound travels at a much higher speed. In fact, in steel, sound can travel at a speed of around 5,000 meters per second, or about 18,000 kilometers per hour. This means that sound travels roughly 15 times faster in steel compared to air. Railway tracks are typically made of steel. Because sound travels so much faster in steel than in air, when a train is moving along the track, the vibration it creates travels through steel rails at a much faster rate than they would travel through the air. When a train is far off the distance, even before it becomes visible, the vibration it generates travels through the steel rails and reaches your ears. Since sound travels faster in steel, the vibrations can travel a considerable distance through the rails, allowing you to hear the train approaching even when it's far away. However, sound also travels through the air. But because air is less dense compared to steel, sound travels much slower through it. This is why, when the train is far away, the sound traveling through the air might not be as noticeable or might not reach you at all until the train is closer. Have you ever listened to this sound? Or just patiently waited till you see the train? I remember one incident during 7th standard where the teacher had asked why during a lightning the light comes first and the sound comes later on. And she asked every student in the class and they tried to give some scientific answer where all the answers were wrong. But there was one guy told the right answer because light travels faster than the sound. And that is why during a lightning we see the light first and then we get the sound. There is another way to find out if the lightning has struck near your area. Count the number of seconds after you see the bright light, and if it is less than 3, that means it has struck nearby your area. If it is more than 3 seconds, that means it is far away, but still there is a potential chance that it could be in your surrounding region. So apart from the scientific things, if you have again closely observed towards the railway signals, apart from the usual red, yellow and green lights, there is a white or pale yellow light which glows and is placed in the middle of the signal post. Did you know that it is used for shunting? In railway operations, shunting refers to the process of organizing rolling stock items or in local language how we tell it as bogies, into complete trains or vice versa. Shunt signals are used to control shunting movements in the railway operations. They can be positioned either on their own post or on the same post as a stop signal. When a calling on sign is also present on the same post, the shunt signal is positioned below it. A shunt signal has two indications. When activated, it shows the same indication as the stop signal, and when deactivated, it indicates proceed slow for shunting, allowing a locomotive to move past the signal cautiously for shunting purposes. If a shunt signal is positioned below a stop signal, it cannot be activated unless the stop signal is also activated. Similarly, if a calling on signal is present on the same post, the shunt signal cannot be activated simultaneously with it. Shunting operations are typically carried out at speeds of up to 15 km per hour or even slower depending on the configuration of the shunted rolling stock. Multiple shunt signals may be mounted on a signal post. In such cases, the highest signal applies to the leftmost diverging route, with subsequent signals below it applying to the successive routes moving to the right. However, only one shunt signal, with or without a route indicator, may be provided for diverging routes. I'm sure you got value from the episode about the hissing sound from the tracks before the train arrives. Thank you for listening till the end of the episode. Stay tuned for more upcoming episodes by following the podcast. And don't forget to rate the podcast too. Until next time, stay safe and cheers.